Omitofo. Okay. This is a beautiful morning for the Dharma talk. I'm glad you all came.
今天是一个很好的早晨，谢谢大家过来听讲。
And today's talk is going to be about ordinary mind, so I hope everyone has brought their ordinary minds to the lecture.
今天我们要讲的是平常心，我希望今天大家都带来了平常心。
Okay, we're all set. We all have our seatbelts fastened, right? In case there's a rough ride. So,
好，现在大家请系好安全带，我们要开始了。
So today I'm going to talk about a particular koan or gungan in Chinese. It's case 19 from the Song Dynasty collection Wumenguan, which is known in English as the Gateless Gate. But first I'd like to give a brief history and introduction to koans, which have played an important part in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean practice.
今天我要谈一个特别的公案啊，南宋吴门慧开禅师编撰的公案集《禅宗吴门观》，也叫做《吴门之门》啊，第十九则。首先，我想简要介绍一下公案的历史。公案在日本、中国和韩国的禅修当中都发挥了重要的作用。
So koans are stories or parts of stories that reflect moments of insight.Or awakening between masters and disciples, or between fellow practitioners. The name derives from the Chinese legal system, referring to a gong, which is a magistrate, and who hands down his decisions from an an, the bench.
公案都是大都是一个小故事，反映了禅师和弟子之间的对话或者开悟的过程。这个名称呢，来自于中国的古老的法律体系。公案原意是中国古代官府的判决文书。
So in Chan practice, this judgment or precedent points to a breakthrough experience.
禅宗则以参公案作为一种修行方式。
So since the Tang Dynasty, Chan and Zen masters have used koans and other methods to help students cut through their discursive deluded thinking, so as to indicate true mind, experience it as it really is, beyond or below or around the practitioner's conditioned views and habitual tendencies.
自唐代以来，禅师们都使用公案或者其他方法来帮助弟子们切断妄念，见到真心。
It was probably a third generation student of Lin Ji, Nan Yuan. Lin Ji died in 867, Nan Yuan in 930 AD, who started using Lin Ji's sayings to test his students. Koan use became widespread in Japan, especially through the efforts of Hakuin in the early 18th century, who developed a systemized koan study, which is still in use today.
林济宗三祖南苑慧勇禅师最早可能是最早开始用参公案的禅修方式。他使用林济义玄祖师的语录来测试他的学生，通过18世纪早期的日本白隐慧鹤禅师等人的努力，公案在日本也流行开来。他们创造一套系统化的参公案修行方法，至今仍在广泛应用。
So,In Chan, we tend to use the Wato, the critical phrase that is the essence of the koan. And the most well-known Wato is what is Wu. And that's a distillation from the koan story, where Zhao Zhou Zengshen, died in 897, was asked by a monk if a dog has Buddha nature. Zhao Zhou replied, Wu, not, isn't, empty.Is not. So, and some Chan practitioners continue to use this as their method. So you can see that if I move this fast enough, I can merge their natures. Okay.
禅宗经常参话头，话头其实往往是公案当中的一个关键字或者一句关键的话。例如著名的话头什么是无，就来自于一段广为人知的公案 狗子无佛性。有人问赵州禅师，狗有没有佛性？赵州禅师回答说没有。这段公案至今依然被广泛参学。
Also, I'm going to tie in this, the koan of, what is wu and does a dog have a nature towards the end in my conclusion. So, we can underlie the whole talk.
在这段讲座的后半段呢，我也会再重新回到这个公案来啊，狗子无佛性的这段公案，你们可以大家比较一下。
So today we're not practicing the koan, we're sitting in a lecture here, but we can see how it affects us and how it may deepen our understanding of the practice. Today we will be talking about the same Chan master, Zhao Zhou, the one who said wu about the dog, but in this case it's called ordinary mind. And this occurred when Zhao Zhou was a very young monk. And the koan relates one of his first meetings that he had with his teacher, Nan Quan Puyuan, who died in 835.
今天我不是让大家来参公案，但是谈谈公案，或许能加深我们对修行的理解。今天我们将谈谈有关赵州禅师的另外一段著名公案——平常心是道。故事发生在赵州禅师还非常年轻的时候，大概20岁左右。当时赵州和尚与南泉普院禅师初次会面。
So the way that the Wu Men Guan collection is ordered, it begins with a dialogue or the koan itself, then there's Wu Men's commentary, and finally Wu Men's verse. So we're going to do all of that today, but we're going to start with the koan, which is there. I don't know how, I hope you can read it. What I will do is read through the whole story right now, and then we're going to go through it piece by piece. So, basically, the koan goes that Zhao Zhou asked Nan Quan, what is the way? Ordinary mind is the way, Nan Quan replied. Shall I try to seek for it? Zhao Zhou asked. If you venture to find it, you will depart from it, responded Nan Quan. If I don't make an effort, how can I know it's the way? Persisted Zhao Zhou. Nan Quan said, the way is not something you can know or not know. Knowing is delusion. Not knowing is cluelessness. When you have really reached the true way that is free from striving, you will find that it is as vast and boundless as space itself. Nan Quan continued, in that case, how can you apply right and wrong, yes or no, to it? And with these words, Zhao Zhou experienced sudden realization.
在禅宗无门观的这第十九则公案当中呢，他首先是记录了赵州禅师和南传禅师的对话，在末尾呢，作者还加上了自己的一些注解。我们今天讲座讲两块都会讲到。首先我们来看看这个南泉跟赵州的对话。南泉因赵州问如何是道，泉云平常心是道，周云还可去向否，泉云你向即乖，周云不你真是道，泉云道不属知，不属不知，知是妄觉，不知是无记，若真达不你之道，犹如太虚阔人动惑，岂可强是非也？周于是言下顿悟。
Koans are wonderful teaching tools because when you try to investigate them, you have to reach very deep into parts of yourself that are beyond ordinary understanding and logic. They are very terse and not really subject to ordinary analysis.
公案是很好的教学工具，当你试图参学的时候，你必须深入到自己的一个非常深层次的部分，这超出了一般的逻辑和理解，它们非常简洁，似乎有悖于常理。
Of course there is a difference between practicing a koan and hearing about one in a dharma talk. In practice, you live the question, you become the question, and you refrain from falling back on your habitual conceptual reasoning. In practice, the koan serves as both a meditative object and a meditative subject, and perhaps it's beyond subject and object.
参公案远不像在佛法讲座上听公案故事那么简单。参公案的时候，你无时无刻不在思考着公案，你和公案似乎融为一体，公案就是你，你就是公案。你还不能依赖于习惯性的概念推理，在修行中，公案既是冥想的对象，又是冥想的主体，或者两者都不是。
The story of a koan and the characters that inhabit it may seem far away and irrelevant to your ordinary life. But the essential quest, the search for our underlying manner of being, is really not apart from what is going on with us all day long, moment to moment. The mind investigating the koan is no different from the mind that gets up in the morning, has breakfast,watches TV, talks to friends, goes to work, cooks dinner, and settles back for a nice cup of tea in the evening. All of that is relevant to the koan, and the koan is relevant to all of that.
公案和其中的人物故事可能看起来是但非常遥远，与我们的日常生活不大相关，但是对公案乃至对人生的终极探寻，实际上与我们却息息相关。参公案的头脑和每天我们早晨起床吃早饭看电视与朋友交谈上班做饭喝茶的头脑其实是同一个头脑，因此从某种意义上说，这一切都与公案相关。
The dialogue in this koan occurred when Nan Chuan was about 50 years old. Zhao Zhou was about 20, recently arrived from northern China where he had been engaged in intensiveBuddhist study. But Nan Chuan's fame had spread far and wide, and Zhao Zhou made the long trip to the south expressly to study with him.
这段对话呢，其实发生在赵州大概20岁，南泉大概50岁左右。当时赵州从山东不远千里赶到安徽。
Okay. If this dialogue were enacted on a stage,The performance would last under 2 minutes. You can see how short it is, right? It doesn't seem like there's a lot of content. But if you really want to study this koan, or perhaps any koan, it's useful to posit or imagine that between each line lasts, there are 10,000 years between each line. That is, there is a timelessness in which a koan resides. The issues that are investigated never end.To take this as a simple dialogue is misleading. After all, Zhe Yi, the founder of the Tiantai school of Buddhism, said that there were 3,000 worlds in a single thought. So to understand this koan, we have to see that there is much behind what looks like a simple exchange of words between teacher and student.
如果我们把这段对话搬到舞台上表演的话呢，那么这段表演可能2分钟都不到，因为它似乎没有太多的实际内容。但是如果你真的想研究这个公案，或者说任何一个公案呢，那么不妨想象一下“山中方一日，世上已千年”这个概念。公案似乎永恒的在上演，因为它所留给人们的谜团似乎绕梁不绝。因此，如果把公案当作简简单单的对话，那就大错特错了。天台宗的创始人智者大师曾经说过，一念三千。要理解公案，我们就要意识到师徒之间看似简单的对白实际上蕴含着深意。
Okay, so the first thing that we see, this is the first part of the dialogue up on the screen, is that Zhao Zhou asked, what is the way? If this transpired today, Nan Chuan might have said,What's the matter with you? Why don't you just Google it and leave me alone? And that would end the dialogue.
赵州首先问道，什么是道？如果换作今天的话，人们或许会回复说，你有毛病了，为什么不自己去 Google? 别来烦我。如果那样的话呢，自然就引不出这段公案了，对话就没法进行下去。
So when we listen to this dialogue between Nan Chuan and Zhao Zhou,Let's not forget that Zhao Zhou interrupted his studies and traveled a great distance. He was not taking a vacation break and looking for a change of scenery. He was pursuing what the masters call this great matter of life and death. a way of understanding, of living, and of liberation from the suffering we encounter in the world. You could say that he's been searching through eternity, through many lives. He is searching eternity itself. Zhao Zhao has come to the right place, to the right teacher.
当我们研究这段公案的时候，我们要注意到这个一个背景。当赵州长途跋涉来到蓝泉禅师这边的时候，他并不是来游山玩水或者是来观光旅游的，他要解决的或者说想要找到答案的乃是关于生和死的大问题，脱离苦海的方法。在过去的无量世中，他或许都一直在苦苦的寻找答案，这次赵州终于来对的地方，也找到了名师。
So the way that Zhao Zhou asks about is the way that contains everything there is, everything that runs through what is the right, that runs through everything we know, including mind, matter, and beyond. What is the nature of things and people, life and death? What is the way of these things?
赵州问的道乃是包罗万象的道，它涵盖了精神、物质乃至所有一切。物质的本质是什么？人的本质是什么？什么是生？什么是死？所有这一切背后蕴藏到什么样的规律？
Zhao Zhou wants to know right at this moment. He wants to know how to proceed. We would all like to know what the right course of action is at any given time. Even sitting here right now, here in the Dharma Hall, at this moment, what is the way?The question is essential right now as it was in the 9th century when Zhao Zhou first asked it.
赵州此刻想要知道答案，他想知道该如何修行。我们都想知道每时每刻我们应该做什么。大家今天坐在这里估计也会问什么是道。公元9世纪赵州问了这个问题，放在21世纪的今天依然至关重要。
So what is this mysterious way? What is he talking about?So let's go to something quite famous, many people recognize. This is the Tao Te Ching. It's not a Buddhist work, right? But it clearly points in a helpful direction. Not perhaps helpful in the way that we might like it, actually giving us an answer that we can get in concepts. So let's just look at this briefly and get a sense of what Lao Tzu is telling us. So this is...This is from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, probably 6th or 5th century BC. And the translation of the title in English is The Book of the Way and Its Virtue.
道难以琢磨，那么它到底是什么呢？我们可以也许可以借鉴一下老子在《道德经》里面说的话，虽然道德经不，它不是佛教的作品啊，也不一定完全符合我们的佛教的看法，但是呢，它或许给我们提炼一些借鉴的意义。
Okay, this is the first stanza of the Tao Te Ching, and I'm going to read actually two English translations. You'll only hear it once in Chinese, but and as you listen to it, just think about what you're being told or not told about what the way is.So, what it says is the way that can be spoken of is not the way itself. The name that can be given is not the name itself. The unnameable is the source of the universe. The nameable is the originator of all things. Therefore, oft times without intention, I see the wonder of the way. Oft times with intention, I see its manifestations. Its wonder and its manifestations are one and the same.Since their emergence, they have been called by different names. Their identity is called the mystery, from mystery to further mystery, the entry of all wonders. And that's from Zhang Zhongyuan.
这个道德经呢，英文有两个翻译的版本，今天我都会念一下，两个版本都会念一下。那我们来看看中文的。道可道，非常道，名可名，非常名。无名天地之始，有名万物之母，故常无欲以观其妙，常有欲以观其喜，此两者同出而异名，同谓之玄，玄之又玄，众妙之门。
Okay, and here is an alternative translation, very short, and hopefully Jack can show you what the difference is in Chinese. But this is from a poet named Ron Hogan. Very kind of a hip way of translating it. If you can talk about it, it ain't Tao. If it has a name, it's just another thing. Tao doesn't have a name. Names are for ordinary things. Stop wanting stuff. It keeps you from seeing what's real. When you want stuff, all you see are things. These two statements have the same meaning. Figure them out and you've got it made.
刚才 Harry 念的是另外一段英文的翻译啊，大致意思跟我们的中文差不多，我在这里面就不重复了。
Okay, so note that Bai Jue, a famous Tang poet, when he was talking about this work, he said that Master Lao Tzu, right, the author of the Tao Jing, he said that the way cannot be expressed, yet it took him 5,000 characters to express that.
白居易注解说，老子尽管说道无法言说，但是呢，老子本人却试着通过5000个字来阐释什么是道。
Okay, so neither Nan Chuan nor Zhao Zhou are Taoists, but this points to the depth and the ineffable nature of what is in question. Lao Tzu affirms Nan Chuan's statement that it is beyond knowing and unknowing.
南泉和赵州都不是道教徒，但是道德经呢却表明了赵州和尚的问题所涉及的深度和不可言说的本质。
So, Nan Chuan answers Zhao Zhou and says, ordinary mind is the way. And there's a, try to find a picture of ordinary mind. So I just picked a scene that I thought was tranquil and would let your mind expand.
南传回答说，平常心就是道啊，我试图找一张图片来表达一下什么才是啊平常心或者说道。
Okay, it just so happened that I had a discussion with a friend of mine about sundry Buddhist topics, and I presented this statement to her. And she said, that says absolutely nothing. Ordinary mind is the way. What does that even mean?
我有一次呢和朋友在讨论各种各样的佛教的话题，我向他提起了南泉的这段话，平常心是道。他回答说，这不相当于什么也没说吗？南泉这段话到底什么意思呢？
Okay, so I went on to explain that when Nan Chuan says ordinary mind, he's referring to our true mind, our Buddha nature, our essential nature.It is a mind that is free of discursive thought, discriminations, and fear. She said that it sounds like extraordinary mind. And she went on to say that when her daughter navigates a difficult situation in the best way she can, she says, you know, Mom, I'm using my wise mind. So she said, why don't you just call it wise mind and stop playing these stupid word games?And being purposefully obscure and confusing doesn't sound like ordinary mind to me. And I told her I would use it in my talk, so I'm being true to my word.
我接着解释说，当南传说平常心的时候，它指的是我们的真心、我们的佛性、我们的本质。真心远离了妄想、分别和恐惧。我朋友说，这听起来像是非凡心，而不是平常心。他继续说，当他女儿。尽量以最好的方式驾驭困境的时候或走出困境的时候，他女儿说他正在使用智慧心，所以我朋友说，为什么不能把它称为智慧心呢，而要叫平常心呢？为什么要玩这些愚蠢的文字游戏，并故意混淆视听，制造混乱呢？我告诉他，我会在我的讲座上使用智慧心一词，我没有食言。
So why not call it wise mind?I guess I can't go back and speak to Nan Chuan about this, but why not? There would be some truth to it to say, but the issue would be that it would suddenly put something in your mind. It would be grossly or subtly misleading. You'd project some idealized, sage-like way of being.That would have a variety of qualities that our deluded minds would happily latch onto and enumerate. And that would be misleading.
为什么不叫它智慧心而要叫平常心呢？ 我希望我能够穿越回古代亲自向南传问这个问题。智慧心听起来虽然有点道理，但是呢它会造成或多或少的误解，因为你会自动投射很多我们一般妄心喜欢列举的诸多圣贤的品质。如果是这样，那就误解了平常心的意思了。
So once again, if you use some phrase like wise mind, spectacular mind, even Buddha mind, right, you'd be isolating things in a particular way. It would be setting up a familiar, comfortable, identifiable trope. Wise? Who would argue with wise? Of course, if it's my version of wise as opposed to your version, someone might argue with it. Ordinary mind doesn't offer much in the way of ownership or pride. There's really nothing to latch onto. It's literally nothing special.
当我们说智慧心，乃至甚至说是菩提心，或者说佛性的时候，不是菩提心，是佛性的时候，我们通常会将事情以某种方式孤立起来，就好比设定了一种人们熟悉的可以辨别的修辞智慧，谁会对此有争议呢？当然，如果这只是我的自己版本的智慧心，其他人可能会有争议。而平常心却与占有心和骄傲心无关。简单来说，平常心没有任何特别之处。
So the whole point of practice is to get above, below, away from concepts, at least at first, so that you're not caught up in ideas of what is good and bad, wise and stupid. The Tao Te Ching, once again, this is Arthur Whaley's translation, said, it is because everyone under heaven recognizes beauty as beauty that the idea of ugliness arises. And equally, if everyone recognized virtue as virtue, this would merely create fresh conceptions of wickedness.
修行的关键在于跳出概念的框架，至少刚开始的时候我们要试着这样你就不会陷入好与坏、聪明与愚蠢的对立。就像道德经所说的，天下皆知美之为美是恶也，皆知善之为善是不善也。意思是说，天下的人都知道美之所以为美是因为丑的存在，天下的人都知道善之所以为善是因为恶的存在。
So you can see so far we've just gotten through two lines of this koan. So you can see what the depth and the profundity of it is, even though on the surface, just using the phrase ordinary mind, it doesn't sound like very much.
我们讲了这么久，其实才讲了两行，可见这个koan的深度和重要性。
So now that Zhao Zhou has heard Nan Chuan's description of the way, he asks, shall I try to seek for it? And Nan Chuan says, if you venture to find it, you will depart from it. And there you see a picture of someone asking the heavens, why?
听了南传禅师的关于道的介绍，赵州继续问道：周云，还可去向否？全云，你向即乖。
So, that's exactly why you can't call it wise mind. So, in a sense, Nan Chuan is agreeing with Lao Tzu, right? There's the way, if you could name it, it wouldn't be the way. It's exactly the same idea, not of what it is particularly, but just how difficult it is to really describe. Actually, not just difficult, impossible. So you might have examples in your mind of proverbs, stories, types of behavior that might seem exemplary to you, but then these would set up invidious comparisons. They would be examples that might seem unrealistic or unattainable.
这正是我们为什么不能称它为智慧心，因为一旦你 想到这个词，那么脑海中可能会想到一些非常完美的或者模范的性的行为，但是这些可能会产生一种不同寻常的比较。在脑海中的这些想象很可能也都是一些不切实际或者说无法达到的例子。
So if you thought that the way was something that was really spectacular, that had to be displayed in a million different lights or, you know, in great numbers of phrases, and you grabbed onto that with your mind, that might cause, in one direction, arrogance, and another direction, maybe frustration and feelings that this is utterly impossible.
当你充满这些想象的时候呢，有时候可能会引起你感到非常的自豪，有时候可能会让你感到非常的沮丧，甚至说感到不可达到啊，不可实现。
So, you know, this is something kind of we encounter on an everyday basis in the way that we react with the world. You watch someone acting or performing in a way that you think is impressive, and you just get depressed comparing yourself to them, when you may feel that you can hardly get out of bed.
在现实生活中，你可能会看到有些人做得非常非常好，他们一切都那么光彩夺目，一言一行都非常合乎你的设想。那么你会不自然的拿自己跟他们比较，你有可能会感到沮丧，甚至早上到起不起来床。
So, or you could disparage someone who doesn't come up to your standards. Once again, you're using some concept to label, judge, or compare other people.
或者呢你可能会贬低那些不符合你标准的人。我们的心不停的贴标签不停的比较。
And so when I went over this, I was talking about my friend when I firstspoke to about ordinary mind who wanted to use wise mind. So she made me add the following, which is that it doesn't mean that things outside of you, things that you think are exemplary, that they won't inspire you or if there's something that seems to be fairly horrible or unskillful, that it won't turn you off and it won't cause you to change your behavior in a particular direction.What we're talking about is being careful about what we cling to, because most of our minds continually label, compare, and judge.
当我跟我朋友说这个话的时候，我并不是说一些很好良好的行为是不值得推崇的。我是想要说的是。我们要非常要注意我们的心，因为我们的心不停的在比较，在对比。
So when you're asked to contemplate ordinary mind, then you might become aware of how the mind and the mindset that you're working with, that you actually have, is set up and filled with all sorts of stories and opinions. When you strive for what you think is ordinary mind, you might.Be reproducing the same mindset and proclivities that you already have that got you into the predicament that you're in now in the first place. So that would be to depart from true mind, that is aware of everything and that attaches to nothing. That's another definition of prajna or wisdom.
当你揣摩平常心的时候，你可能会意识到你的心态和是如何建立起来的。并且充满了各种各样的故事和观点。当你一心想要达到平常心的时候，你可能反而会南辕北辙，回到旧有的心态和倾向，离那个无所不造却因无所住的真心越来越远。
So, Zhao Zhou asks, if I don't make an effort, how can I know it's the way? And, He's got quite a little task there, that little guy, pushing that ball up the hill.
然后赵州又问道，周云，不拟真是道，意思就是说，如果我不努力，那么我怎么知道，什么是道呢？
So this is a good question, right? how can I know if it's the way? How do I know if I'm going in the right direction? Right? It's really quite valid. And if you had an unscrupulous person who was giving the teaching to someone who was very naive or innocent, they could say, oh, okay, I'll tell you. Just sign up for my course and send me $1,000. And I'll tell you.
这其实赵哲问的其实是一个很好的问题。你想象一下，如果你不去试图弄明白的话，那你怎么知道什么是正道，什么是邪道呢？想象一下，一个不道德的人可以利用别人的天真说，好吧，我告诉你答案，你只要参加我的课程并给我1000块钱报名费。
However, Nanchuan is a great Chan master who stays in the heart of the matter. He's not looking for anyone's money. Nonetheless, Zhao Zhou is asking a very valid question. How do you practice? What's the goal? He wants validation and affirmation. A handbook with a list that can be checked off. Nanchuan is saying, in effect, I can't give something like that to you. You don't need it. You have the answer. Actually, the Vietnamese Chan master Thich Nhat Hanh, writing about koans, said, when you do a math problem, the answer is implicit in the question. You just have to manipulate the numbers. But when you study a koan, the answer is implicit in you.
然而南传是一位伟大的禅师，他深知到这个问题的核心。尽管如此呢，赵州提出的问题仍然非常中肯。怎么样修行？修行的目标又是什么？赵州想要知道确切的答案，就像一本可以一条一条打勾的手册或者说宝典。南传说，实际上我不能给你这样的东西，你不需要它，或者说你已经有了答案。一行禅师曾经说，当你做数学题的时候，答案往往就隐藏在问题当中，当你研究公案的时候，答案就隐含在你的身上。
Then Nanchuan says, the way is not something you can know or not know, I guess unless you have a light bulb for a head. That doesn't make sense, right? It reminds me of a line from a Pink Panther movie when Inspector Clouseau says, there is a time to act and there is a time not to act. And this is not one of those situations.
然后全员道不属知，不属不知。南传回答说，道既不是说我们知道，也不是说我们说不知道的样子。南传的回答似乎不知所云，这让我想起了粉红豹电影中的一段，糊涂大侦探说，有时候应该立即采取行动，有时候应该伺机而动，而眼下的情形这两种都不是。
This is of course a joke. I remember someone raising their hand at a lecture that Master Sheng Yan once gave when he described something like this, and the questioner saidThis doesn't make sense. And Sherfu said, that's right, it doesn't make sense. He wasn't going to offer an explanation that would be helpful in the way that the questioner wanted.
当然这当糊涂大侦探说的当然是一个笑话。我记得有人在圣严师父讲述类似故事的时候举手提问说这不知所云。师父回答道，确实如此，不知所云。师父不会提供一个提问者期待的那样的解释。
So Nanchuan explains further. Knowing is delusion, not knowing is cluelessness. It's my translation. So when we look out and we perceive the world, we say that those things we sit on are chairs. Everyone look around, see the chairs there. Or those things are statues.When we use these labels unwittingly, we isolate what we're referring to from the causes and conditions that brought them about and their movement through time. We impute to it an impermanence a permanence, a sense that it's not going away, that is simply not there. and we start to take our thoughts and impressions to be the real world itself.
南泉啊，进一步解释说，知是妄觉，不知是无记。当我们向外感知这个世界的时候，我们看到这些这里面的这么多桌椅，或者说这些画像，我们不知不觉的会使用标签，把这些因果和时间、空间等隔离开了。我们会把它们当做一种永久存在的东西，然后将它们视作我们的真实的现实。
All of the things that we label have their own provenance, origins that are not contained in what you know of them. Right? When we say that we know such and such a person, somebody mentions their name, we say, oh, I know him. I mean, what's really contained in that statement? How much do we actually know about this other person? How much, in fact, do we know about ourselves? And that is why Nan Chuan is saying that knowing is delusion, because it's literally, when you come down to it, it's literally inaccurate.
当我们看到这些桌子或椅子的时候，我们以为自己了解他们的全部，其实我们并不知道他们的怎么来的，他们的发展的变化，我们这些都不知道我们只是知道一点皮毛而已。所以这就是为什么南泉说知是妄觉，知道是妄想。
So if you extend this perception to how you view yourself and those around you, the variance from how you see yourself and what is really going on is quite wide. Do you perceive yourself as someone who is a success or a failure, a nice person, an evil person, an inadequate person? Do you extend your views to a particular group of people?By race, by sex, or national origin. These are all adventitious. In other words, they're besides the point. They're really not part of what's there. They're things that we are adding from our own mental constructs.
如果我们将这种看法扩展到我们怎么样看待自己，乃至于周边的人，那么我们心目中的自己和现实生活中的自己差异可能是相当的大的。你可能认为自己或别人是，你认为自己或别人是成功还是失败，是好人还是坏人。当你来看待一个人的时候，你是不是会考虑会被他的种族、性别、国籍等来影响呢？而实际上这些种族、性别、国籍这些东西都是偶然性的东西，或者说存在一些很大的变数的东西，跟这个人物或事物的本身没有太大的关系。
At the moment, at this moment, no matter where we live or how much or how little we actually have, the only thing that is actually operative is what is happening here and now. The future is uncertain, the past is gone.
无论我们住在哪里，或者说我们拥有多少东西唯一我们可以控制的就是当下，未来尚未发生，不确定，过去的东西呢就已经过去了。As
Nan Chuan indicates, not knowing is simply being oblivious, clueless. Sometimes it's translated as being stupid. The Chinese Wu Ji indicates a state of mind where nothing is registered.
正如南泉所指出的那样呢，不知就是不明白，有时候它会翻译成愚蠢的。无记呢，表示这个脑袋空空，一片糊涂。
However, whether information is relevant or not can depend on the situation. So there's a whole genre of jokes from a folk song called The Arkansas Traveler. This has a well-to-do city slicker.Right, an urbanite, man of the city, asking questions or directions from a seemingly country bumpkin-ish type of farmer who lives out in the sticks.
但是很多时候信息是否相关取决具体的情况。有在阿肯色的旅行者这个民歌中呢，有一个笑话，这里面就是说一个 富裕的城市人啊，跟一个乡下土人的对话，或者说一个交流。
So we have the city slicker, the urbanite, and the farmer, and they're eternally in this dialogue in the song. So there are many variations. First, one time the traveler asks the farmer, "Farmer, have you lived here all your life?" And the farmer says, "Not yet." Second, the traveler asks directions to a place, and the farmer tells him, after going through all of these iterations, "Oh, you can't go there because this bridge is washed out, and oh, no, this is closed for a festival, and nobody uses this road anymore." And finally, the farmer says, "You can't get there from here."
这个城里人呢问这个农民说，你是不是一直住在这里呢？农民回答道，还没呢。然后呢，这个城市人又向农民询问方向，农民回答了一大堆，然后说这个桥被水冲掉了，然后你不能从这里到达那里。
Finally, very frustrated, the traveler is literally getting nowhere. And he says to the farmer, "You don't know very much, do you?" And the farmer says, "I ain't lost."
城里人被这个乡下人的回答搞糊涂了，然后他非常沮丧，对农民说，你似乎不大了解这个地方吧。然后农民说，我去不了解，但是呢我并没有迷失。
So what might seem like cluelessness to one person might be wisdom or at least simple understanding to another. So we have to be very careful about what ordinary mind means or doesn't mean.
对一个人来说似乎是毫无头绪的东西呢，那对另外一个人可能是智慧，或者说至少是对非常浅显易懂的。所以呢，当我们说这个道的时候，我们要非常小心。
So Nantuan's not going to leave Zhao Zhou hanging. I mean, he's told him knowing is delusion, not knowing is cluelessness. And then he says, when you have really reached the true way that is free from striving, you will find that it is as vast and boundless as space itself.
南传继续说道，若真达不你之道，犹若太虚豁然洞阔。
Okay, oh, you've got that. Okay. So, Zhao Zhou is asking about the way. That's how all of this began. But Zhao Zhou is beginning to see that the way is not physical, mental, or conceptual. But it's not apart from these domains either. It was Zhao Zhou's fears and expectations that kept him from experiencing what is vast and boundless as space itself. Truly investigating the koan is to relate to the world in an entirely different way from the way that we ordinary sentient beings ordinarily act and react. Relating to the world with no personal agenda is ordinary mind. It's not really mystical.
赵州正在问的道呢？赵州正在问的道，这其实就是这段话的开段，因为最开始赵州问的就是什么是道。但是呢，赵州现在开始意识到，道不是物理的或精神的或者概念上的，它跟这些毫无关系。赵州的恐惧或者说期望呢，这两个东西使他无法体验到空间本身的无限性或者广阔性。要体验到道或者体验到空间的广阔性无限性，我们必须要以我们日常生活当中的方式完全不一样的方式。
So this the character that's used free from striving, which is ni in Chinese, it's sometimes translated as free from doubt. And the character means to plan to assess, to compare. And all of these are based in a kind of doubt. And actually, that character, Ni, has the character for doubt within it. And I think that doubt implies the other things that keep us from seeing the world clearly, from meditating clearly, which are called the kleshas. These are the impediments to practice. And besides doubt, which is perhaps the most pernicious and subtle of them, the other of the kleshas that keep us from sitting quietly and calmly when we're trying to meditate are desire and ill will and worry and restlessness and being sleepy, either of mind and body. And I think that all of that's implied here.
这里面呢，若真达不你之道，这个不你的你会通常被翻译成说不怀疑。这个你意味着什么呢？意味着计划、评估或者比较。这个你字的右半部分实际上就是怀疑的疑，就是所以呢，我认为这种怀疑呢，意味着一种欲望恶意躁动困倦等等东西。这些呢，实际上都是修行的烦恼这些烦恼或者说障碍会让我们认识不到道的真本来面目。
So as Nan Chuan indicates, not knowing is simply being oblivious, clueless. Sometimes it's translated as being stupid. Wrong place. Nan Chuan is talking about what Zhao Zhou is really looking for, but Zhao Zhou doesn't understand this yet. Ordinary mind entails a deep understanding or beholding of emptiness, boundlessness. It means that nothing is blocking you as you live your life, if you are in accord with this mind. It doesn't mean that the walls are not here and you can just walk through them, or that if you get a parking ticket, it doesn't apply to you. You can't call up the Department of Motor Vehicles and say, you're fully enlightened, please rip up all my parking tickets. At least I don't think you can do it.
南拳呢，实际上正在谈论赵州一直在真正找寻的东西，但是赵州还没有意识到这一点这实际上关乎于对虚空理解。这是一旦你了解了道，这并不意味着你可以穿墙而过，或者说拿到一张停车的罚单，然后呢你就可以一笔勾销。你不能打电话给打电话给相关的部门说我已经开悟了，你们应该把这个停车罚单给我一笔勾销。
This boundlessness means to be unencumbered, not fearful. You would be in accord, mind and body, with each moment. It doesn't mean that you would suddenly be an expert in every discipline. You would be who you truly are.No more or no less.
这种自由呢，并不是意味着你不受任何东西的阻碍，而是说你心里面没有恐怖没有恐惧，每时每刻呢，你都自己的身心都能达到一致。这并不意味着你会成为每个领域的专家，或者说你知道所有的一切，而是说你将成为你真正的自己。
So the Tibetan master Choigam Trungpa, in his book Crazy Wisdom, defines spiritual materialism as trying to be what you're not, as wishing that any given moment is other than it is, and hoping for what is not present at any given moment to suddenly appear. Cutting completely through spiritual materialism is to be one with ordinary mind.
西藏大师秋阳创巴人波切在他的书《疯狂的智慧》里面，将精神唯物主义定位为试图让你成为你不是的那个人希望在特定的时刻都不存在一种什么突然的出现，如要切割 或者逃离精神唯物主义呢，那啊的方法就是说啊，我们找回到我们的啊平常心。
Okay, the next line I don't have a slide for because Nan Chuan concludes. In that case, how can you apply right and wrong, yes or no, to it? So anything that I might have displayed would have been tendentious. So there's nothing there, just the line. How can you apply right and wrong, affirmation, negation? How can anything be applied to the way?
南权最后啊总结会啊总结说，岂可强是非也？
So we are generally lost in a realm of distinctions of good and bad, right and wrong, etc. When we hear that these categories are illusory, we might think that someone has the right to just steal our wallet if they just feel like it. But with ordinary mind, the impulse to steal, the feeling of lacking something, would be absent. I mean, you don't have to worry about being ripped off by enlightened people, I don't think. So, but of course, I'm not talking about somebody who is genuinely hungry or in a really desperate situation.
我们通常会在好坏、对与错等方面迷失。我们一旦听到说我们不要区别好跟坏，不要区别对与错的时候，我们可能说，哎，那我就可以偷你的钱包了。但是其实如果你一旦真正达到平常心的时候，那么你偷别人钱包的冲动，这些东西根本不会出现。
This koan may seem to speak in absolute terms, even though ponder it for a while, you'll see that it really eschews the absolute and the relative. It's really getting rid of extremes, and the middle for that matter. Nonetheless, it may seem daunting and ineffable. It really doesn't seem like we live in this world that Nan Chuan's talking about of ordinary mind, because we think things like, oh, my back hurts, or I have a headache, I have to pay bills, I had a fight with a longtime friend who is not talking to me. Or it's not always negative. Sometimes it's the very positive things in life that get us excited. I'm excited about a new job, a new boy or girlfriend, watching my favorite TV show. These are things that weave the fabric of our life for us ordinary sentient beings. We take these things to be absolute reality, and they're always changing.
这个公案似乎模糊了一些绝对或者说相对，它看起来似乎呢很难让我们理解，因为跟我们的现实生活中似乎差别很大。比如说我们可能天天会说我的背有很痛，我有账单，很多账单要付，我跟我一个好朋友打架了。但是呢其实我们也有很多积极的东西，比如说我们对新工作或者说新的男女朋友或者说电视节目感到非常兴奋。
With these words, Zhao Zhou experienced sudden realization. And of course, this slide could have just been an empty circle as well, but a multi-petaled lotus is not a bad symbol. Given all of his previous practice and the momentum of his search, there was nowhere for Zhao Zhou's mind to abide in the previous way that it did and the previous way that he moved about the world. So this was a breakthrough experience, a first taste of freedom. And hearing this for us, it doesn't give us an enlightenment experience, but it may deepen our understanding and add to our inspiration and faith about the practice.
周瑜言下顿悟，意思就是说，赵州听到南拳禅师的话之后呢，就立马开悟了。其实呢，这个事情也不仅仅是说南拳禅师的一段话，实际上在赵州听到这段话之前呢，他已经在可能有很多修行了很长很长的时间，然后通过这段话点拨呢，他开悟了。开悟了之后呢， 赵州禅师的心，他就跟之前的心就不一样了，这对他来说是一个突破是他初次尝到了真正的自由当然对我们来说，听到这段话并不代表说我们也会开悟，但是呢它会加深我们对佛法的理解，这就是公案作用。
That concludes the koan part of it, the dialogue. But then we have, sure.
Which words? With these words,
in that case, how can you apply right and wrong, yes or no, to it? It was with those words.
Okay,
sure. So, thanks for asking. So here we go to the comments that Woman made. Remember, this is a couple hundred years after the incident happened, and this is in the collection that Woman made. And he's using this dialogue as a way of providing further instruction for practice. So these are Woman's comments. Woman said, Nanchuan, question by Zhaozhou, actually Zhaozhou questioned by Nanchuan, fell apart like broken tiles and melted away like ice, and his answer fell short. Even though Zhaozhou had a realization, he had to investigate for 30 more years before he really got it. So we have broken tiles on one side and melting ice on the other. That was one way that Woman described that moment of realization.
刚才 Bill 问是赵州是听到哪段话言下顿悟了Harry 说是听到了岂可强势非也这段话，然后就顿悟了这段故事呢本身他们的对话本身完了，但是无门禅师呢在后面又加了一些注解帮助我们更好的理解这段公案无门曰，南权被赵州发问，值得瓦解冰消分这个就不算分数不下，赵州纵饶勿去，更参30年始得。
Right, so once again, that is Zhaozhou who is falling apart. And Woman's comments, in one sense, affirm Zhaozhou's attainment. He fell apart like broken tiles and melted away like ice. He had a genuine experience of vexations and attachments falling away. What seemed so important dissolved. But how did he fall short, or as Guagu translated, how was he unable to dredge out the confusion? Woman states that Zhaozhou had to investigate for 30 more years before he truly got it.
无门的注解呢在一定程度上肯定了赵州的顿悟，他就像就像冰消瓦解一样，然后他之前的烦恼或者说那些执着他好像立马消失了。但是呢就像我古菩萨翻译的一样，说赵州纵饶勿去，更参30年始得。实际上要更进一步更深的理解的话，赵州还再多了30多年的参悟。
This could be an instance where you feel overwhelmed and intimidated. Here's a brilliant monk with a dedicated practice who has a deep experience yet has much further to go. Zhaozhou still has to practice. Chan and Zen masters tell us this all the time. Even after an awakening experience, it is still important to keep practicing. Otherwise, you may backslide or become arrogant. I remember Sherfu saying that even great bodhisattvas still break their vows until just before they reach Buddhahood.
这个对我们来说，这段故事呢，对我们来说可能会有点听到有点吓怕了。因为什么呢？ 赵州本身是一个天资非常好的啊和尚，然后呢他又修行有多年，但是呢即使这样他依然还需要继续修行，即使他已经啊刚刚证悟了啊顿悟了，他还要啊继续修行啊。禅师们一直告诉我们说啊，即使开悟了之后啊依然要坚持继续修行，或者悟后起修啊啊，否则的话呢我们可能会啊退步啊啊，或者说变得啊 arrogant 啊 arrogant 叫无知啊。我记得师父曾经说过，即使大菩萨在他们真正啊成佛之前，有时候依然可能会犯一些错误。
So whether if you're feeling intimidated or confused or whatever, everyone is looking for a way of some kind. At the very least, we're trying to survive. At best, we're trying to develop so we can help others as well as ourselves. Much of the time, many of us react to the world with knee-jerk conditioning that we're seldom aware of. This kind of reactivity is inherent in us. It's very common, but it's not essential to our nature. That's what this, the koan is all about, is finding what is essential to our nature. So the way that we perceive the world is real, but not really real, as one Tibetan master put it. And in other words, we don't have to be slaves to our emotions or modes of thinking.
我们每个人呢都要都或多或少的需要生存，或者说呢我们或多或少的需要说提高我们自己，或者说帮助获得利己或者利人。大部分时间呢我们面对这个世界呢都好像是条件反射一样啊，尽管我们没有意识到这一点。
At any
not been here, 但是呢这其实并不是我们的真正的本质。我们所认识的所感知这个世界呢实际上并不一定是像西藏禅师所说的那么真实。另外一种话说就是说我们不需要成为我们自己的情绪的或者说思考方式的奴隶。
At any moment, we have the option of acting wisely or foolishly. As Shunryu Suzuki said,Enlightenment is always at hand. Yeah.
Is the essential nature the same for every person? Or do individuals have different types of realization?
I think that people have different types of realization, but when you ask a question like you asked, I think that what people often say is it's both the same and not the same. I mean, so...You're really not, it's not the same and not different. You're not, you keep asking. You're sort of asking, I mean, if there's a one experience that everyone in enlightenment has, well, also that's a little bit above my pay. Yeah, that's true. It's true, but it's above my pay grade. But it's a good question, and that's, you know, a lot of these things become koans themselves. You know, when we ask these kind of questions, how the practice grows.
I missed like a obvious question. So what?
The question was like, does everyone experience this enlightenment the same way? And then I said that it's, I can't really pin it down.
Bill 刚才问呢是我们大家的每个人的开悟经历或者说方式是不是一样的，或者感受是不是一样的，然后Harry 刚才说呢很难说。
Okay, so just as I said, Shunryu Suzuki said enlightenment is always at hand. So just being aware, sitting on the cushion or walking on the street, a moment of clarity is always available to us. Doesn't have to be on the cushion, it doesn't have to be labeled.We don't have to believe that our way of seeing the world and the way the world is are one and the same.
在每时每刻我们都可以有选择说或者说明智或者说愚蠢的形式。就像日本的铃木俊龙禅师所说的开悟就在眼前，或者说唾手可得。 实际上呢，在不管我们是在我不管我们坐在土壤上面打坐，或者说我们走在街上清醒的时刻总是我们总是可以达到一个清醒的状态，但是它不必要标签化，我们不是说必须要相信我们的看到的世界和这个世界的本身是一致的。
Okay, here is woman's verse. And remember, so there's the three things. There was the koan itself, we just heard woman's commentary, and here's the verse. And each one of these gives us a different view of what the master is talking about. So here's woman's verse. There are hundreds of flowers in spring. There's the moon in autumn. Summer has its cool breezes. Winter, its snow. If inconsequential things don't weigh on your mind, every hour and every season of your life will be pleasant.
无门禅师最后又加了有一个偈有一个颂曰：春有百花，秋有月，夏有凉风，冬有雪。若无闲事挂心头，更是人间好时节。
Guo Gu translates the third line is as if there were no hang-ups with triviality, and another translation is if there were no vain cloud in the mind, which I guess means don't sweat the small stuff and don't sweat the big stuff either when you come right down to it.
关于这第三句，若无闲事挂心头，我们其实有几个英文的翻译版本，博古菩萨就有他自己一个版本。
You can use ordinary mind in practice in everyday life. It is a mind that neither is seeking nor rejecting. Clear and accepting, you can deal with each moment as it arises. You can become clearer about whether you're acting in accord with causes and conditions or acting according to mind-created reactions and views. This will cut down a good deal of random discursive thinking. Are you using ordinary mind or are you using something else?
在我们日常的修行日常生活中乃至修行中，我们可以尝试用平常心。平常心呢，就是说我们既不去既不拒绝，也不去追求某些东西。我们非常清醒，我们接受事实。我们可以，如果我们根据因果而不是根据如果我们根据因果来行事的话，我们可以变得更加聪明，或者说更加有智慧。这样呢，我们就会去除掉很多减少大量的随机性的，或者说一些妄想。如果我们扪心自问，我们是在用平常心呢，还是在用别的什么东西？
I could think of all sorts of things that I'll do after this talk. And actually, if my mind wandered too much, it would be very hard to give the talk. And if I indulge this, I'll forget where I am and what I'm doing. So you can apply an aware mind appropriately. That's why Dogen Zenji said to think non-thinking. That's when one thought doesn't force you into another thought. You're aware of your thinking.You can think with ordinary mind. That's how Sherfu wrote over 100 books. He had to think to write, but he used ordered, not wandering thoughts.
我实际上可以想象到在这个讲座结束之后，我会怎么样想更干的事情，怎么做事情。我可能会忘了我自己当时在正在干嘛，或者说当时所处的环境。
So ordinary mind.
Sorry, 那么说给你接在日本的道元禅师曾经说过一段话就是说以一种不思考的方式进行思考你可以想象一下，师父自己写过可能有上百本书，他必须要思考，他在写作的时候必须要思考， 但是呢他用一种有序的而不是说一种妄想在思考。
Earlier I mentioned that my friend said that ordinary mind doesn't sound like much, and especially if you take it in the wrong way. Years ago, I had a Theravadan teacher who studied in Burma. At the temple where he practiced, he claimed that there was actually an arhat, a living arhat, at the temple. That's a fully enlightened being in the Theravadan tradition. That was quite a surprise to hear about in this day and age. So this teacher that I studied with would talk to the arhat from time to time. And when he brought up problems, the arhat would say, oh, the Dharma will take care of it.
我曾经向我的朋友提起平常心，然后但是他说这听起来好像并不是很明白，然后特别是如果你采用错误的方式的时候，多年前呢我在缅甸跟着一个上座部的佛教老师学习，在他的寺庙里面，他声称那里面住着一个真正的罗汉，这对我当时我很惊讶。然后这个老师呢会经常跟这个罗汉对话，当这个老师提出问题的时候，那个罗汉就会说佛法会照顾他。
Imagine if there's a stranger banging at your door and you think, oh, the Dharma will take care of it. Try that on your tax returns. Imagine how pleased the IRS would be to know that the Dharma is going to pay your taxes. Sounds good to me. Or if you were assigned a report to write at work and you hope the Dharma will write it. This is, of course, a misconstruction. Ordinary mind doesn't have to interrupt ordinary life or control it in some way. If anything, it should make life simpler and less vexatious. It's good to know that things will accord with the Dharma, but it's also good to know that you have enough money in the bank to pay the rent.
想象一下一个陌生人敲你的门，然后你想到佛法会管好这个事情的。想象一下你的这个每年的报税想象一下 IRS 会怎么想，如果你觉得佛法会帮你付税的话。或者说呢，这当然是一个误解了。平常心并不意味着我们要跟我们的日常生活导致会干涉我们的日常生活。它只会让我们的日常生活变得更加简单，或者说少一些烦恼。
Seeing the deep reality that the poem points to is challenging. We think there should be more. It seems to be telling us what we know already. We know what happens in the seasons. Generally, we deal with everything in our lives conceptually and emotionally, so we don't really notice what's happening. We don't notice what's happening around us.
想要看到这首诗所指出的深刻的现实是非常困难的。它是一般来说我们在日常生活中都是用概念或者情感来处理我们日常生活的事情。
When we hear speech of any kind or read text of any kind, we immediately react to it with our conceptual emotional mind. We don't see our minds peeking over our shoulder, so to speak. It's quite a metaphor.
当我们说话或者说读书的时候呢，我们立马会用我们的概念或者说一些情绪来做反应。我们看不到我们看不到背后的我们的真心。我们看不到背后的真心。
When we hear speech of any kind or read text of any kind, we immediately react to it with our conceptual, emotional minds, and we're very unaware of this. And so, in certain ways, the understanding behind the koan has some resonance in our own culture. In other words, koans might seem to be part of a religion, part of a culture that's very far away from us. But these kind of issues and ways of looking at things more in depth, it's something that's probably common to all cultures. So when I was a kid, I had a quiz game that had questions in various categories: countries, birds, trees, etc. So one fascinating category was contradictory proverbs. I'll just go through this whole thing. So a stitch in time saves nine, which means to act decisively. We also have haste makes waste, which means to proceed carefully. So which one is correct? We have what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's the same action or product that serves one person will serve anyone else. But there's also one man's poison. One man's meat is another man's poison. One person's solution is another man's catastrophe. Which one is correct?
在某些方面，公案背后的理解，在我们自己的文化中啊，能找到一些共鸣啊。有时候我们可以看到啊，使我们的思考的方式比正常情况更深刻的矛盾。我在小时候呢，我们有一些问答的游戏啊，其中有一些。还有一些问答的游戏啊、有各种各样的类别的问题，比如说国家、鸟啊、树啊等类的。还有一些言语，比如说啊、我们有言语说小动不捕，大动吃苦，意味着行动要啊、果断，要坚决。我们也有欲速则不达，这意味着要谨慎行事。那到底要听哪一个呢？我们还有一样画葫芦，适合于母鹅的也适合于公鹅这个言语。还有另外言语说，对一个人来说的美餐，对另外一个人或许是毒药。还有另外一个说，对一个人有益的东西，对另外一个人可能是灾难。那么这些看似互相矛盾的言语，哪一个是对的呢？
In Chinese literature, there's a very amusing story from Zhuangzi called Three in the Morning, Four in the Evening. And this is a story about a zookeeper with disgruntled monkeys.They received three peanuts in the morning and four in the evening, and they were really upset about this. So to please them, the zookeeper gave them four peanuts in the morning and three in the evening, and they were very happy. This may not be exactly a koan, but you can ponder whether from one occasion to another, you are the zookeeper or you're the monkey. Yeah, and it also shows the short-sightedness of desire.
在中国
three in the morning. Yeah, and then it's four in the morning.
Then four in the morning. Okay, good. 在中国我们有一个成语叫做朝三暮四，来自于庄子的一个故事，里面是说的呢人们养了一只猴子，最开始呢每天早上给它三颗花生，晚上给它四颗花生，这个猴子很不高兴。然后于是人们就变了，早上给他四颗花生，晚上给他三颗花生，这猴子就非常开心。
Similarly, Yogi Berra, one of our great koan creators in the West, seems to have had a koanic mind and once said to a friend who ordered a pizza for him, "You better cut the pizza in four slices because I'm not hungry enough to eat six."
同样美国 is American
American okay, American baseball player
美国著名的棒球明星尤吉贝拉也有一个受有公案味道的故事。他曾经给他对一位帮他买披萨的朋友说你最好把那张披萨切成四块，因为我吃不下六块。意思就是说不要分成六块，六块我就吃不下了，四块我就能吃下。
And Yogi said,If the world were perfect, it wouldn't be. Which is another way of saying the more you seek it, the further away it will go.
尤基贝拉还说过一句话，就是说如果世界想要变得完美，那么世界可能根本就不会存在。中国实际上也有一个类似的话，叫天若有情天亦老。 另外一种说法呢，就是说他还说了另外一种话也不是，就是另外一种说法，就是说你寻求的越多的时候，那么你越寻找一个东西，那么你就越得不到它。
And well, I could continue with Yogi Berra-isms for a long time, but just to wrap things up, if you remember what we started the talk mentioning Zhao Zhou and the famous Wat koan of does a dog have Buddha nature? So now it's an interesting question. Now that we've talked about ordinary mind from many different angles, you can really say that ordinary mind is true mind. Ordinary mind is Buddha nature, right? But then, if you ask the question, does a dog have ordinary mind? That's a little different. And I think the difference is that the koan of what is the way, ordinary way is the mind, is about showing us we sentient beings, we human sentient beings who are actually practicing, we who can hear the Dharma, it's talking about seeking and making us cognizant of what it is that we're really doing. And in this particular case, it doesn't really apply to a dog.
我们当然可以继续从各种各样的角度来讲这个平常心啊，我可以啊，我来讲呀。一直讲不完啊、但是然后还有另外一个狗子无佛性的这个公案啊、就是说有人问啊、禅师狗有没有佛性，当然我们作为人跟狗不一样，我们人呢是可以修行的，我们可以啊、通过各种各样的方式试图来认清我们的平常心，也就是我们的真心。
Okay, so that concludes my lecture. Remember, ordinary mind is the way.
最后我们的结论，一句话结论就是说，平常心是道。